Actually, there are a lot of letters in your ghost box, aren't there?
Yes, number one, green one and pink one.
Green one and a pink one. Oh, stamps. Well, they're both green stamps, Thomas, but they're different shades of green, aren't they?
Brown.
Yes, that...
Yellow.
Thank you. That's like an olive green. It does look a little bit like brown, doesn't it? I didn't realise we'd got so many envelopes. Have Grandma and Grandad brought some more?
Hello.
No, they nearly all have my name on.
Empty one.
Empty ones.
Empty one. Oh, yes, not one today.
Yes.
Not on all today.
Oh, that sounds like Alice barking. Do you think this is the real postman coming?
Stop! Stop, Alice.
Stop, Alice. Just on this usual box. I can't see him, Thomas, but it was just with Alice barking. I wondered whether he was on his way.
Let my postman pass. I don't see the letters from the letters.
We don't know the name of our new postman, do we? We really need them all. You must have about 60 letters there. 60 envelopes. And we started off by just keeping some brightly coloured envelopes, and now
bang.
I think we must put every single
big
letter
in
there.
Big
bang
now.
Big bang, don't throw the postbox down.
What's the working? Oh dear. We'll roll this here. This has well.
Are you taking the stamps off?
No, I don't.
No, you can't. No, leave them.
The bin men are coming.
The bin men are coming.
No, worry. Stop there! Lally, stop there! There.
Right, are we going to put them back?
No, don't.
No, thank you. Look, this envelope has lots of checks around it. Red and white checks, and it's got two little bears in the corner. And we've got quite a few red envelopes and a few blue envelopes, haven't we? And I can see two green ones.
That's green!
That's green, yes, that's a green one.
Good letters. That postman pad.
That's a little book that used to have stamps in it, Thomas. You can go to a shop and ask for a book of stamps, and that's what they give you.
What letter?
Two red envelopes, yes.
Mabel and Pippin.
Oh, Auntie Mabel and Pippin, that's right. The programme with Auntie Mabel and Pippin. They posted a letter, didn't they, and it had a red envelope. And you could see it in the sorting office going through the machine very quickly.
Oh, there are more letters here.
A lot more letters here.
Just pick it up. All the letters. What am I doing now?
You want me to help you?
Yes, please.
That's a big envelope. I think that was fun. Brown one here that says Jean, Peter and Thomas.
Mm.
That's Mummy and Daddy. Now come on, I'm helping now and you're sitting down watching.
Fill another please. That one please.
Never open this one because it's just what's called junk mail, Thomas. But look at the shiny silver envelope. It crackles, doesn't it? It's like foil.
See Linda.
See Linda?
No, I don't.
No, I can't see her either.
I'll see the car going past.
You can't see her car going past.
No. No.
Some old Christmas cards in here as well, aren't there?
No, it's in the post office. And yes, one, please.
Is this the post office?
Yes.
Look, there's something here with pictures of motorbikes on it.
Have a dress one.
Yes, one. What do you mean, have a dress one?
You are this.
Oh, I see. You're giving it to Jess, the cat.
Whoops. And a lower one.
In the back of your bicycle, you've got Jess, the cat, and you're loading up the trailer now. With letters, aren't you?
Whoops, it is. Lots of letters.
Lots of letters. Are you going to be delivering them?
Yes.
Well, when you've made your deliveries, I think we'd better get your knocker changed. And have some breakfast, don't you?
What's the deal?
Because Mummy's got to go to work.
No, when I came home, Grandad home.
Pardon?
Grandad home.
Grandad?
Home.
Grandad's at home at the moment, yes. But they come to look after you when Mummy's at work, don't they?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Whoops.
Oh, look, Thomas, I found a yellow envelope and a pink envelope. Oh dear, dear, I think you've got too many letters in the back of the trailer and they've all fallen out, haven't they?
Help me, please.
Help you?
Yes, please. They're stuck in the mud.
You're stuck in the mud? Oh dear. Postman Pat's stuck in the mud? Well, look, Natalie, shall I help you? I think you must have been playing mobile shops with this because you've got food in the back as well.
Oh dear, then.
There we are. We're loading up all these letters into the back of your bag. Right. Can I put Jess in as well?
Oh, yes. There's a toss in him.
There we are. Jess is there.
Thank you.
That's all right. Have a safe journey.
Oh, dear.
Bye-bye.
You're stuck in the mud.
You're stuck in the mud?
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas.
Thank you.
That's quite all right. I think you'll have to get Mr. Thompson with his tractor to pull you out. Isn't that what Postman Pat does when he gets stuck in the mud? Shouldn't he get a farmer to pull him out of the mud?
Leave it there. Think I'm not home, Jess.
It's time to go home, is it?
Yes, let's get up the straps on now. Whoops, oh dear. Sorry, Jess.
What did you not mean to do?
Fall down the stairs.
Oh.
Don't need the doctors. Feel better.
You're going to the doctors to feel better?
Yes, yes, yes. Come on, Jess, I feel more in the doctors.
Are you taking Jess to the doctors, are you?
Yes, dear. Down steps, oh dear, doing movies, I'm out of those.
You can't tell what they're saying, Thomas, I'm sorry.
Jess is doing a wee-wee.
Jess is doing a wee-wee?
Yes, at Daddy.
In the garden? Oh, I see. You just put Jess on the rug with flowers on it and you think she's in the garden, do you?
This comes to Mummy's house.
Get you changed. And it's breakfast time, isn't it?
No. See you at all. Smashed. See you at all.
You can see a car smashed.
No, going. Doing about bits. Just smash a big truck.
Let me have a look at the picture you're looking at.
Yeah.
Please show me.
Big truck. Wheels. Oh, we'll come back.
Oh, it's a picture of a place called Thornton Lodge, which is where Grandma and Grandad live. No, I think it's actually a car parked in the car park, Thomas, but the way the picture's drawn, it does look as if it's perhaps run into the building. But I don't think it has.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Don't drop the cheese. I'm not going to eat it. Thank you. More yes. More lettuce. Leave the sleep.
You're leaving more just to sleep while you collect some more letters.
Oh yes, more. Sid, more letters.
You're running?
Yes.
You've got such a lot of letters to deliver. You have to run to get there quickly, don't you? Get them on time. Where are you delivering the letters to, Thomas?
Mrs. Goggins.
Mrs. Goggins?
Mrs. Hubbard, Mrs. Timms.
Mrs. Hubbard and Reverend Timms. Oh, they're all characters from Postman Pat, aren't they? Do you think his sack's nearly full now?
Oh yes, it is.
It is, isn't it?
It's raining harder.
It's raining?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear. The letters are going to get wet, aren't they?
Yes. No, wet, no.
And if Postman Pat puts them in the back of his van and closes the door, they're not going to get wet, are they?
No.
You'll just have to be careful not to drop them in a puddle. When you've loaded them up in the back of the bicycle, why don't we come and have some breakfast? And then once you've had your breakfast, you can start making deliveries. How about that? Yes?
It left a lot of letters.
A lot of letters, but there's one here that we haven't put in the back of the van. There you are.
Minute doing now, stop.
Thank you.
Oh gosh. There's a puddle here.
Why are you saying oh gosh?
Whoops. I'll stop for a big lion.
You're stopping for a big lion?
Yeah.
Oh dear. Has a big lion just walked in front of Postman Pat's van?
Yeah.
Oh goodness me.
Big nose here. Big elephant.
He's got a big nose and there's a big elephant?
Yes. Smash it.
Is there a letter for the elephant?
Oh yes it is. No elephant not need you. Elephant.
Don't worry elephant not mean to. Here you are elephant.
That's it. Hold it. Not let it. That's it.
That's it. So are you giving the elephant a letter?
No letter elephant.
No letter for the elephant. Is there a letter for the lion?
Oh no.
Oh well, never mind. There might be something tomorrow.
Mm.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye elephants.
Bye-bye elephants.
Two elephants.
Two elephants? Oh, bye-bye elephants. I thought you said elephants, but I thought there was only one earlier on. There are two elephants, aren't there?
Oh dear, I started with my eyes, the big ribbon. I'm studying the ducks.
You're stuck in the ducks?
Yeah.
Do you mean stuck in the pond where the ducks are?
Whoops, just a pipe. going to eat out.
What are you getting?
A cake.
A cake?
Right.
That's your fishing rod. Why have you got your fishing rod? Are you pretending it's a kite? I see, you've got your fishing rod out to lift up the van which is stuck in the duck pond. Is that right?
No. Better now.
It's better now. It's come out, has it? Mm. You're out of the duck pond.
What I'm doing? Clouds going.
What's going?
Clouds.
The clouds? Mm. Well, the sun's shining this morning. Very, very cold outside, Thomas. Quite frosty, isn't it?
What's an elephant?
Another letter for the elephant?
Yeah.
I thought there are two other two elephants. So, is there a letter for each of them, or is it just one letter for both of them?
Not both of them.
Not both of them, no. Are there two letters, so they have one each, or do they have to share one letter?
Sharing one letter.
They have to share one letter, I see.
Whoops, it aren't. There, there. Sniff. Snot it. Oh, that's it.
Well, you've tipped them all out, have you?
Oh, I haven't taken off one.
You've taken a stamp off one?
Hmm. Not fit.
No, it won't stick now. They only stick down once, don't they?
It's the red one.
You're trying to stick it to the red envelope?
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
Well, I can't stick it somewhere without some glue. I'm afraid once you've licked a stamp and stick it on an envelope, if it comes off, you need some glue to stick it back on. But you can't use stamps more than once. Can I show you?
No, no.
When they go to the post office, we stick a stamp on an envelope like that. When it goes to the post office, do you remember watching on the television programme, that big sorting machine, all the letters were going past very quickly, weren't they? Mm. And as they go through, the machine reads these letters numbered at the bottom of the envelope. That's called a postcode. And it reads those to tell us where it's going, where the letter's going to. And then, as it's done that, these marks are put across the top of the letter and across the top of the stamp. Can you see?
Yeah.
Can we see on another envelope if it's been done on something else? Look, this one. Can you see? That tells us where it was posted and what time and what day. And that stamp goes right across, that mark goes right across the stamp. Mm. So it means you can't use the stamp again. Right, I think now it's time that Postman Pat came, had a change and had something to eat and drink, don't you?
Remember, Sandy.
No, thank you.
Have a rest now, will you?
Have a rest, that's right. You have a little rest. And then we'll deliver some more letters later, shall we?
Mm.
Right, should we leave them there?
Yeah.
Oh!
No.
I'll tell you what, shall we carry this?
No.
What's this?
Just hold it.
It's the microphone.
Just kiss it.
You want to kiss it?
No.
Shall we pop it up there?
No, what aren't? Yeah. No.
Well, I don't think you can hold it. You can't hold it.
Yes.
No. You can hold it later on, but listen, when the green light's on. Can't hold it when it's got the green light on. That's why Mummy had to pick it up and quickly move it and put it up here.
No. No.
Here you are, there's another one. Just hold it for a second. Don't turn it off. Right. There we are, let's put it up here. And you keep telling me if that green light. Every now and again, and you just tell me.
No.
Oh dear. you've worn yourself out delivering all those letters, haven't you? Yes.
No, don't sit down.
Actually, sit up. Well, no, we've really got to change you, darling. You're going to be wet.
No, sit down. Sit down.
You're laughing. You don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Sit down.
No, we've got to change you, because otherwise, listen, you're going to be a wet boy.
No.
Oh, puppet.
Sit down.
You can get down in a minute.
Ouch.
Ouch.
No.
Why do you think Alice was barking earlier on? Because the postman wasn't here, was he?
No.
Why do you think she was barking? What had she seen?
No.
Elton, come on, you've got... No, you're going to be wet if you don't do this.
No.
Can it only take a minute?
No.
Look, if you're quick, it's only going to take a few minutes, isn't it?
No.
Oh, don't get so upset. This is silly.
No.
Later, but listen, Postman Pat has to have a little break every now and again.
No.
It does.
No.
And you've got to have breakfast. We've got to get breakfast fairly quickly.
No.
Yes, because...
No, breakfast.
Well, you'll be hungry if you don't have breakfast.
No. No, breakfast.
Well, Mummy's got to get to work. Mummy needs breakfast.
No.
Are you going to miss Mummy?
No.
Oh, poor Mummy. Okay.
No.
You're not going to miss Mummy at all?
No. Mummy, I need to wash.
You want to wash?
Yes.
Why do you want to wash?
Yes.
Oh, tears? You want me to wipe your tears away?
Yes.
All right, sweetheart. Just let me get a cloth. You're fresh now. There,
no, not fresh. No.
Oh,
no.
Is this a nice wipe?
No, nice wipe. No, not mine. No. Mummy, no, it isn't,
man.
It's
not in the ears. No. Is that your toy digger?
Yeah.
With the digger man?
No, Nick.
That's right. You take the digger man out and talk to the digger man.
No. Oh, ow.
What have you done? Bumped your head?
Yeah.
On the table?
Yeah.
Do you think Postman Pat's got any letters to the digger man?
Oh, yeah. No.
No? Well, that's a shame. The letter might have cheered the digger man up, mightn't it?
No.
You had a long sleep, didn't you?
No.
You really did.
No. Sleep, no.
Did you?
No, sleep, no.
No, I'm not asking you to go to sleep now. I'm just saying. When you went to bed last night.
No.
You slept a long time.
No.
You were in Mummy and Daddy's bed this morning when you woke up, though, weren't you?
Mm.
Yes, because you woke up at about 2 o'clock this morning. And you were asking to come into our bed, so Mummy lifted you into our bed. And that's where you were this morning when you woke up. But Daddy had already gone to work, hadn't he, when you woke up? Because Daddy had to be at work.
That's not our money. Please.
Very happy at work at 7 o'clock this morning. And you didn't wake up till just after seven, and Daddy had gone, hadn't he?
Daddy'd gone there.
Daddy had gone to work?
Daddy there, Mummy, Daddy.
That's right, there's a photograph of Mummy and Daddy there.
And a pussycat.
And a pussycat. Who's a pussycat?
Called Purdy.
Called Purdy?
Nana's rat. Nana's rat.
And a photograph of Grandma and Auntie Jack?
Nana's sister.
Nana's sister, that's right, Grandma's sister.
Nana's sister.
Have you got a sister?
Yes, yes.
Who's your sister?
Called Nana.
Your sister's called Nana?
Yeah.
No, you haven't got a sister, Thomas. Unless we want to make Purdy your sister. Shall we say Purdy's your sister?
No.
No? Are you Purdy's brother?
Two mouths food for Purdy.
Two plates of food for Purdy, yes. There's one on the floor, fresh food. And there's a tiny bit of food left on a plate that I've lifted onto the work surface. And that's the food that she didn't eat during the night. It's gone a little bit dry now because it's been on the plate for quite a few hours.
Big hours.
So we need to throw that away and wash up the plate, don't we? What's this on your pyjamas?
Redding Pert. Redding Pert.
Who is it?
Redding Pert.
What is it?
Redding Pert.
It's a teddy bear.
Redding Pert. What is that?
What on earth are you
putting? No.
Thomas, it's breakfast time. No, we can listen. Postman Pat has to have a break.
No.
Look, let's just get some breakfast, don't
we? No.
After breakfast, we can see what has to be delivered, but Postman Pat has to keep his strength up, Thomas. Look, I'll bring Jess over here.
No!
Jess is coming and she's bringing some letters with her.
No!
Oh, don't throw Jess on the floor, that's not
right.
No, you're going to have some breakfast.
No, baby, no. More letters. More letters. More letters. More letters.
Well, let's go through those letters and see if there's anything to the digger.
No. No. No letters, I didn't even know.
No letters to the digger man?
No letters.
Well, who have you got letters for?
Letters, me. You're being a silly boy, Tom. No, silly boy. No.
There you are.
Oh, no, wait.
There are some more letters.
No, I didn't go.
But when breakfast comes on the table, the box has got to go.
It won't, Mummy.
Now, if we put the box down there, why don't you post the letters from the table into the box?
No, but I'm not mine. No. Yeah, no, no, but. The boy them no.
Will you stop being ratty? What is the matter with you?
The boy them no.
Shh, listen, what's the matter?
The boy them. The boy the letters.
You don't want to post the letters?
No.
And what would you like to do with them? To have a paddy, that's naughty, isn't it?
No, oh no.
What's it?
fall down.
It's the fire guard.
Fire down. Honey.
You want to have a little look at this book?
Yes, please.
And then we must have breakfast.
Yes.
Mustn't we?
Yes.
Right, what's the book called? It's called Let's Look at Numbers. This is number one. It's showing one of lots of things, like one teddy bear. What else?
What's this?
What is it?
What's this?
I don't keep saying what's this because you know what they are. You tell me what they are.
Nope.
No.
Wellingtons.
Wellingtons, this is number two. It says you have two eyes, two ears, two arms and two legs. It's showing lots of things.
Strawberries,
and this is number three. Three juicy strawberries. What else can you see on that page?
A lot of apples and lemons.
A lot of apples and lemons. Well, we've turned the page and we're on number four now. Four crunchy apples and four yellow lemons. What else?
Leaves.
Four leaves. And
doggy.
It's showing one doggy, but what's it saying? A dog has four legs.
Four legs. What's this?
They're called chilies.
Chilies.
Five hot chilies.
What's this?
And that's five slices of melon.
What's
this? A starfish. A starfish has five arms. Look. One, two, three, four, five.
What's this?
Ribbons.
What's this?
Oh, Thomas, you keep saying what's this now. You can't tell.
These are carrots.
Carrots, that's right. Six orange carrots.
Trains. Trains.
It says six model cars. Now, what is this?
This?
A beetle. A beetle has six legs. But look, what are all these?
This is a toy.
Is that the rubbish truck?
Yes.
What's that?
Crane.
A crane.
Postman Pat.
Personal Pat's van. There's another crane there.
Yeah, another crane.
Oh, this is a number seven. Oh, you've gone back to page six.
Six.
Number six. Can you count?
No.
No?
47.
47?
Just tomatoes.
Seven ripe tomatoes.
Well, it's just not a chocolate.
That's right, seven shiny sweets. It's a picture of seven chocolates all wrapped up in fancy paper.
What happened?
What's happened?
No chocolate.
Mm. Oh, you know what this is, don't you?
A rainbow.
A rainbow. And how many colours has a rainbow got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 17.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 17. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Two candles.
Some candles and some cakes. This is a number eight. Eight small cakes and eight wax candles.
What's this?
Oh, that's a spider. Funny. How many legs has a spider got? Oh, I don't like spiders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 legs on a spider.
17.
17. Now, this is number nine.
Number nine.
And what is it showing on the page with nine?
More chocolates.
Yes. Oh, well, actually, they're scented soaps. It says nine scented soaps. They're just very small soaps.
More soap, little soaps. Blue soap.
And they're marbles.
Marbles.
Glass marbles.
This is 17.
17? Why are you obsessed with the number 17?
No, 17.
No, it's number 10. It says, how many toes are there? And it's showing a little girl with her 2 feet together. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Strawberries, chocolates and a rainbow.
Strawberries, chocolates and a rainbow. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can you count 10 fingers and toes? Can you see how many fingers and toes the little girl has? Shall we count with your hands?
No.
You're hiding your hands?
No, read the story. No, the letters. The above.
No, Thomas, you're having breakfast now. No, come on, you were a bit upset and you said you wanted to read a book.
No. Whoops. My mouth is down back home.
Can you see on this page the two pink sandals? You have the same sandals, but yours are blue, aren't they? What's your sandals called?
For blue.
They're called blue? They're called jellies?
They're blue there.
Blue jellies?
Blue there.
There are two party cups, one's blue and one's red. I'm putting you some juice in the cup, aren't I? Are you hungry now?
Yeah.
Yes. I think you probably are. There you are. Let's just move your chair closer into the table. You've been a bit upset this morning, haven't you?
No.
You have. You just got so tired.
No. No bib, no bib, no bib, no bib.
No bib?
No, a train, please. Train.
A train?
Yes.
Want to play with your train?
Hmm.
Okay. Well, shall we get the other train? Because we can wash that one if you get food on it. Not the wooden one.
No, no baby train, no. Me in the train.
Little train?
Yeah.
What's she saying?
Sneeze.
That's better. Now don't start getting ratty today. Come on, London are not going to be very pleased, are they?
No.
They're not if they come and you're a ratty boy.
No. I'm doing a book.
A bit fed up, sweetheart, aren't you?
No. Doing lemons.
The train's riding over to Lemons.
Yeah.
To the train and saying, sorry train, I didn't mean to. What did you not mean to do?
Wow. Splash. Splashed him. I dropped that juice.
You dropped your juice? It's alright because the lid hasn't come off. You're being a funny boy, aren't you?
No, wow. No, doing that. No, let your drink, please.
There we are, Rice Krispies in the bowl. Shall we put some cornflakes in?
Most Krispies.
Rice Krispies, that's right.
Most Krispies.
More Krispies, but I'm going to put some cornflakes in this bowl. This is the end of the puppet. They do a lot of cornflakes, don't they? Have you seen how they've all got broken up at the bottom? Been crushed, haven't they?
Been crushed.
Squash.
train.
Look, there's an empty cereal box there. Empty cornflake box. That would be nice for your trains to go to, wouldn't it? Shall we put the bridge there?
Yeah.
The entrance to the cereal box. We'll move your book out of the way. We'll look at the book again.
No, a train, please.
All right. Oh, Thomas, no, we've hit a problem. Look. We'll have to turn the box that way because the trains are too tall to go through the tunnel if we have it the other way. It's a lovely engine shed, isn't it?
An engine shed.
Is it an engine shed or a tunnel? I think it better be an engine shed because
the
tunnel, it would come out to the other end, wouldn't it?
If it hits there. No, there. Do it.
I shall put some milk on the cereal.
Cereal. Oh dear. No. But that's where I'm putting rocks. Edward's shed.
Edward's shed?
Yeah.
Is that where Edward sleeps? Edward the train, does he sleep in there?
Tractor called Edward.
A tractor called Edward? Oh, that's a new one.
Pulling trucks?
I know there's Trevor the tractor. Part of the Thomas Tank Engine set, but I don't know who Edward the tractor is.
Not Edward.
Not
Edward, yes, it is. Oh dear!
I can't tell what you're saying.
Edward.
Edward?
Yeah.
I don't really know anything about engine. Edward the engine.
Pulling trucks. Oh dear, I missed one there.
Does Edward pull trucks?
Yes, pull. A taunt, made a bow. Limit.
And you are some Rice Krispies.
Do.
Mummy's got to start his now. Mm. It tastes good.
The Ginger Bridge.
What's happened? Have they all gone over the bridge and is the engine there? There they are.
Stick out.
We'll put the bridge back in the cornflake box.
Cereal. Big red engine. Poop.
Is that what Edward the engine says? Poop.
Poop. Poop. Poop.
Is it a funny noise?
What's that sound from? The cereal. Moment. There's a cereal.
No cereal? Well, I think you better have some very soon, don't you?
Mine's cereal. Edward's shed. But Edward's shed. Oh! Oh no!
What's happened?
My engines fall down. Sunrise.
One of the engines has fallen down.
Yes. It reached it.
Well, have a little bit of cereal and then we'll reach it. Oh yes, he's in there, isn't he? Please eat something else, Thomas, otherwise you're going to be hungry.
I'm not hungry.
No, but Mummy won't be here later on when you are to give you something else to eat. Oh, that's nice.
But then Mummy.
Have a little bit more cereal first, please.
No banging. Don't bang your spoon on the table. Goodness me. Goodness me.
I've had a big red pocket.
My big red pocket on my pyjamas. There's nothing in my pocket, it's empty. No, you're getting the trains through the cereal, Thomas. You must eat your breakfast first.
Thank you.
Eat your breakfast first and then you can play with the trains.
No, at one place. Can I do your shed? Oh, Edward.
Have you been reading a book about Edward? Because I don't really know much about Edward. Have you seen Edward, the engine? Thomas, where have you seen Edward?
Holiday, see you, Edward, all day.
On holiday you saw Edward all day?
Yes.
Oh, which holiday is this? Oh, is it on your Thomas the Tank Engine Happy Holiday video? You got a video about Thomas the Tank Engine going on holiday. Perhaps Edward features on that, does he? Mm. What colour is Edward the engine?
Green.
Like Henry. Henry's green, isn't he? You were wearing a smart jumper yesterday. It said Thomas on it. It had a picture of the train. Thomas the Tank Engine.
Let's see Thomas.
No, it's in the wash now, isn't it? But you were wearing the jumper yesterday. Do you remember? What's Edward doing now?
Stopping at the station.
He's stopping at the station? What's he doing at the station? Picking up passengers? Has his driver stopped for something to eat at the station? You're having something to eat instead. What's Thomas eating?
I'm going to show you.
You're going to show me?
No.
No? You're not showing me. I've nearly eaten all of mine, Thomas.
Eat mine too?
But eating yours too. You said eat mine too, didn't you?
Oh, da.
Just be careful not to get any food on the engines, Thomas, because it'll spoil them. We can't clean the wooden ones like we can the plastic ones.
A train
run. A lot of carriages on that train, aren't there? Where are they going to?
Manchester.
To Manchester?
Yes, airport.
Oh, Manchester Airport. Right, are they full of passengers going on an aeroplane? And have they all got suitcases and luggage with them?
Choo-choo.
Where are they going when they get on the aeroplane? Where are they going?
Sue.
To see Sue?
Yeah.
And where's Sue live?
Yeah, in the green one.
In the green engine? Or are you meaning that's where the suitcases go in the green engine? Because it looks like it's a luggage trolley to me, not a passenger carriage.
And a plane.
I can hear a plane as well. We must have reached the airport.
Oh
yes.
Get Harold the helicopter, please. There.
Harold the helicopter?
Yeah. Pilot.
You want Harold the helicopter with the pilot? Please eat some more cereal, Thomas. What else would you like to eat? Do you like some toast or some bread?
No.
Pardon?
No, thank you.
That's better. How about an apple?
No.
No? What about you do? If I peel an apple, I bet you eat it. On holiday this week because she doesn't seem to be going to work, does she?
No.
Unless she's poorly, but I think we would know if she was poorly.
But it passed rain.
Excuse me, can her on the helicopter not get past the train?
No. And face! There was a thunder and she's there, old helicopter.
Harold the helicopter is chasing Thomas the Tank Engine.
Stuck in traffic. Yes.
He's stuck in traffic?
Stuck it. Big stuck.
Big stuck? Is there a lot of traffic?
Yeah.
Feel very warm in here today, Thomas. Are you warm enough?
No.
No, would you like your dressing gown on?
Fine.
You're fine?
Dimitri would like some.
Dimitri would like some?
Mm.
Some apple?
Mm.
But Dimitri's not here, is she?
Grandma and Grandad.
No, Grandma and Grandad are coming, not Dimitri. Today. Dimitri's coming on Thursday.
It doesn't, please.
Or perhaps Friday.
Friday. Saturday, Sunday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What are the dates of the week, Carla?
Sunday, not really week.
Excuse me. On Sunday, we're going to a christening. Abigail's christening.
Louise.
Abigail Louise, that's right.
Abigail Louise.
Abigail Louise. Yes, so that'll be nice, won't it? Apart from we've got to get to Oldham for half past 10
in the morning. Please, I did it out.
Which isn't going to be quite so much fun, Thomas, trying to get up and get ready and drive over there.
No. Sure.
Yes, that's right. Stuart is Abigail's daddy. You'll see Stuart.
Let's go. Excuse me.
Have you put all the engines in the digger? Press them up. Oh, tell us. Why is Mummy sneezing? Are you copying me now?
Actually.
Oh, please.
Goodness me. Started to sneeze all of a sudden. Does the apple taste nice?
Mmm. That is juicy. Juicy.
Nice and juicy?
Yeah.
Good. Pleased. I think Mummy's going to have a piece of toast. Tom's like a piece of toast as well.
No.
No.
No, darling.
That's better. Have you seen the plate that the apple's standing on? It's a Thomas the Tank Engine plate, isn't it? The bread's easier to cut today, isn't it? It was a little bit too soft yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember when I tried to cut it yesterday, when the knife went all over, didn't it? Because the bread was so soft. Couldn't manage to cut it in a straight line. But we've done it today. I'll put some jam on this bread, and then if you'd like to share it with me, you can. What kind of jam is it?
The bread.
Bread jam? What's it made from?
Raspberry jam,
that's right, it's made from raspberries. Quite a lot of seeds in it, hasn't it? You can't talk, can you, because you've got apple in your mouth. You take such a big bite. Big bite of apple.
I got apple now.
You can't talk because you've got apple.
Hello.
Hello.
The present.
Pardon?
The present.
Can't tell what you're saying, Tom. Silly Billy. Can't you?
No.
Just move that sharp knife before you get hold of it. If I cut a little piece of bread off and put it on the plate with your apple, is that all right?
I did them a lot at train.
Talking about?
My brother.
The driver from the digger?
Yeah.
Oh, is he going to have some bread and jam? Do you think he would enjoy that?
No.
No? What do you think the digger man likes to eat?
Salad.
He likes salad? Oh, good. What does he have in his salad?
Cheese sandwiches.
He has cheese sandwiches in his salad, does he?
Raspberry jam.
Raspberry jam? He has cheese salad, cheese sandwiches, raspberry jam. Does he have some tomatoes?
Yeah. Carrots.
And carrots.
And potatoes.
And potatoes. Wow.
Fruit.
And he has fruit. What sort of fruit does he have?
And some potatoes.
He has an orange, lemons. Sounded like you said potatoes, but potatoes are vegetables, not fruit. What kind of fruit do you like eating?
Eating lalas.
Pardon?
Eating lalas.
Eating lalas? What are lalas? You're being silly. Eating lalas?
Yes.
Eating bananas?
No, lalas. Baby lalas. Yes.
You're very into bananas at the moment.
Big bananas.
Oh yes, you like bananas.
Big apples.
And big apples. And you've always liked apples, and when you were a baby you used to have a banana every day, mashed up, and then suddenly you went off it. That's probably why, because you had it too much. And now you're into bananas again, and you had two yesterday. Two bananas, one at breakfast and one just before going to bed.
I'm doing the thing.
Oh no, don't drop them on the floor.
Yeah.
That tastes nice.
No. Raspberry jams.
The raspberry jam's nice, is it?
Mm.
Good.
This.
It's a piece of bread.
Some bread.
I didn't bother putting the bread in the toaster today. Because when it's fresh baked bread, it tastes nice without being cooked, doesn't it?
Mm.